This semester, nearly 300 Ann Arbor High School students are taking one or more class online, but that number could be climbing. Changes in state law, starting in January, require public schools to allow students in grades 5 to 12 to enroll in up to 2 online classes per academic term. If the class comes from an outside district, Ann Arbor schools would be required to pay for them. Anthony Lauer is the online and options coordinator for Ann Arbor schools. Lauer says the district will likely open one of their online classes to a limited number of students from other districts as a pilot program.
We have the opportunity to offer courses to other students in other districts, and so I want to be able to long term, you know, attract a lot of students, but I want to make sure that we are continuing the Ann Arbor brand and offering high quality and making the process for students clear as well. And so you have to kind of start small and pilot it and do kind of a soft opening and also pick your course.
Lauer says since the district has had in-district online classes for 8 years, they won't need to make too many changes to meet the state law. Some school board members, however, have concerns that the state's effort to increase online classes is simply an effort to reduce the cost of public education and doesn't take the quality of education into account. Board member Christine Stead says online classes can be a tool, but aren't a positive if they leave students unprepared to move forward with their education.
I'm very leery of online in general as a solution to providing cheap education. I think it can be a great solution that's integrated into a classroom model that has teachers involved and peers involved and really is like the latest, greatest access to what's happening in the world. But it is an integrated model, not necessarily online only, and it can demonstrate mastery.
Stead says she is particularly concerned about expanding online-only classes to students as young as fifth grade. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.